Eisen, mit Eisen der Leichu, Eisen des Reisag, der Schmeiru, es ist im Eisen, wenn es rasch, ja, da kein Mitz, schreien wir Eisen, es ist der Schmeiru, da kein Mitz, so, im Anni, mit Kaim, mit Eisen der Leichu, Shatir, Mel, und Tagra. Chanarach says, the Shaila is what are some of the Tanayim for the Mitzvah Talmud Torah? Hebrew and Hiram kind of Siva, you have to understand, all those some of them will talk about today. Chanarach says, I'm Harb de Vitayah in Sarach Lavarach. Dr. Amma, who are din, Yach Lipsoik din, Loin Asin is Talmud Torah. So even though just to say the psak without, that's also a chiddush. Biggie actually talking, and still he says, you don't make a bracha. Dr. Guy, what's the pshat? Why? Mahab the Italian self of Arab. Well, the guy goes, Mahab holds, now here a lot of Ibadami. The scientists and brachas, and they apply to the Divatari as well. So Hirak Dibur, and therefore it's Hirak Dibur. So Chayra, he understands. That is that Inam Kain the Mitzvah Chayra. Inam Kain the Mitzvah. So the guy, the Chayra, Stam et Saiser, does the next halacha in Siv Gimel. So the halacha right before that. There talks about a Kaiser. Bechayek Shatat. Kedak the guy. He's very makatze. What is he referring to? Because Siv Gimel says, "Akayz de v'tayra, afi shein akayra, sarach levar." Fact that has that the mark of this is the avodram. He says things down. So yes, fact that has the next sif. What does the machaber say? That you don't make a brachan here. You don't make a brachan here. Then when you akayz de v'tayra, you're also not talking. Kais de retire, you're also not talking. So what's the difference between hearer and ksiva? Ksiva also is only hearer. The retire is only hearer. Oh, Zogdataz. I, Taisus in Brachis says the derech of the cipher, Shemaitzi lefam tevis and piv, b'shas ksiva. Sometimes when people write, you know, you see they're talking. It's not for sure that you're going to talk. Sometimes, inadvertently, you talk as you're writing. But that's not a reason to make a bracha. Right, the fact it has, by ages it says, Mipihem v'loim piksava. Yeah? Hapishnaim edim. And we darshan mipihem v'loim piksava. Mechim in the goyal on kra. The ksiv alakadibur. So, Taz, we see from the parasha of Eidus, Mipim Lebigzavam, that ksav is not called, the ksav is also ksiv alakadibur dami. And k'ay vayta, you make a bracha. So, don't tell him it's al ksiva, but ksiv is also alakadibur. Just like here is alakadibur. So, the Taz, ksiv is also alakadibur.
Even possibly to specify that you can't use the ksavam, that would be much more like without the pasuk.
Again, we learn that from here. Ksiv is lakadibur. What? We see that ksiv is lakadibur. It says payment, chazal say, not ksav. Ksiv is lakadibur. The whole cult are cool is learning one thing from another. Not matzino. That's what Taz says. Bifa Taz says, l'hochel maisa, that someone that writes, divetaira, sheyezi bevade mepiv ksas, payvois. He knows him. He should make sure the dafka to speak out as he's writing, so he shouldn't have brother shana bracha tal. But otherwise, he says the ma'isa. It's not so bad because generally speaking, our minute is that when we say berachacha. So anyway, we yaitza with the berachacha and meila. In a normal case, if a guy says Berachot Torah, it's not a problem. And the Mechaber says that for Ksiv, you have to make a bracha. Since normally he's going to say, you're not going to make the bracha, it's not writing. He'll say the bracha, say Berecha, El Dvarim. So anyways, so therefore, it might not a problem. But otherwise, he said it's not Mitzvah. If a guy is not going to say Berecha for whatever reason, he wants to start writing right away. Yeah, then he has to make sure, says the Taz, not like the Mechaber, he should speak it out a little bit. The Maisa, this whole shayla ksiva k'dibur or not. Many are talking about it, but Vicar, the more the Shmaitz of the Sugya really, in a way, is the vaguer than an exchange of letters with his uncle, Rav Wolf Eger. This is actually again the Tzvirus Aimer, but the Ksiba Kedibur by the Tzvirus Aimer. Incidentally, the Musik of Sudas Rav Vager, that people that can't make it to Shalom Zachar, don't make a Shalom Zachar, or people that make a cotton, don't make a little party and then dance, whatever. Like I said, Muslim is Sudas Rav Vager. You can't be there, you make it where you are. So that means in the Machir is this Tshuva, because that's why it's called Sudas Rav Vager. Because Rav Wolf Eger wrote a letter to Rav Vager after Jung Shav Brachas. You see a lot of learning during Shabbat Brachas also. You know, this whole exchange of letters took place during Shabbat Brachas. So Pierre was writing heavy tshuvas during Shabbat Brachas. His Shabbat Brachas, yeah. And so they said they made a suda. I guess they couldn't make it to Chasna. Those days, they just like, you know, go to Chasna, different town, whatever. Well, his uncle didn't go. So they said they had a little suda in honor of Greg's Chasna. And then, so, Tech Baram, the child came up, the Ksiba Kedibur helped by Sphere Zimer. That was what they were talking about. Now there's like four chuvis over there, back and forth, between Craig and Volfager, back and forth, Mamish, the uncle Rachva of the Sugya, whether or not Ksiba Kedibur rides back and forth. Back upon him, so, one of the things that come up over there is Rav Wolf Eger wanted to make a raya that Ksiva is Laka Dibur. In fact, there's a bracha on Sphiris Aimer. If Ksiva is Kedibur, Habib Besyaisiv says, if you yate Sphiris Aimer, big Ksiva, and Cain, Habib Besyaisiv says, and why don't we make a bracha? Famous Besyaisiv talks about, which is going to get to us over here. That why do you make a bracha on bittul chametz? Talking about Yisrael, because it's belave and you don't make a bracha on hira belave, only hira belave. So Meili says, "Harei by Sirius Aimer, you do make a bracha." This bracha Sirius Aimer. If you can be yaitz with ksiva, no one jump yet. Be yaitz with ksiva, lachar is like hira. He understands the ksiva. Even if be yaitz with ksiva, betzem it's only hira though. So see if Craig Goofin takes some time to that, because at that point, the Mela, how can you make a bracha? Al Mike, see what's Lav Kadiba.
Why just because it could be, it's with here, it doesn't mean that
the Kermitz is with. Not the Kermitz, you make a bracha.
The whole thing is good.
So what? Means it doesn't, it'll come, you can only, you can, you're going to be having a bracha, you mean? That's what will come out. You make, if you're saying, the argument on Rav Eger would be that. This is a masakin, is only when you talk to say. When I write it, you won't make a bracha. You can be kind of miss, but you won't make a bracha. So, I hear. McCraig said, it's not a right cloud. Because if Ksib is Kadibur, Pshad is Ksib is a Maisa. Outside the Ksib is Kadibur, it's not the Yaitza with here. Forget it. Outside the Ksib is Kadibur, then Ksib is Kadibur. Ksib is a Maisa Dibur. It's an Eifan of Dibur, so it's a Maisa. Ksiv is a Maisa. Here is here. So it's a bit of the Mela. The Mela says that's his taina against his uncle on this Makuda. Yeah. Oh, so Mela like this. The Rav Wolf Eger. So Craig is clear. Right, the reason we make a bracha here is because it's not a ma'isa. Sheng Maksiba is a ma'isa. Rav Wolf Eger brings a chavis yar, shalshul chavis yar. It means the right ksiva is kedibur because from our halacha, chavis yar wants to make a right ksiva is kedibur. The fact that it says the curse is betayr, afi shein a kair, it's not levarach. Our halacha, and the chavis yar is also bothered by the theory of the Taz. Again, the Taz had a problem. Right, the guy had a problem. On one hand, Shulchan Aruch says Hakayis de Betayra Tzarach Levar. Second later, it says Mahar de Betayra and Tzarach Levar. Says what's the pshat? Stira. Zok Chavisar. What's the problem? El Max Fakir. Ksiba is Kedibur. Ksiv is Kediba. If Ksiv is Kediba, therefore, on Ksiv you make a bracha, it's like Dibur. On here you don't make a bracha, it's not Kediba. Ksiv is Kediba. Very simple. It's Chavis Yara's answer to the task. So Zogner for Wolfager against Chavis Yara. That, wait a minute, maybe all the Paiskim ask the Kasha, the Stira, yeah, and he quotes the Shevyankim. Shevyankim answers, and the reason why you don't make a bracha on Hirur of Divrei Taira, yeah, it's not because Hirur is Lav Kedibur, a general halacha of Hirur Lav Kedibur. Says the Shevyankim, it's a Bezundra din in Talmud Taira. When you don't make a bracha on here, it's not because generally speaking here is Lav Kedibur, like the Gain says. Amel, you have a stira, what's Rabbi Ksiva? Unless you have the Teres of Chavis Yar. Elamai, what's the bar? He says, it's Bezunda Svara by Talmud Taira. Why? Because the mitzvahs I say of Talmud Taira is learned out from Vishinantam Levanecha. Yeah, that's the Rambam starts off Hilchas Talmud Taira. The Chiv teaches. Understand why is the Chiv start off the Chiv? Don't talk about the Chiv teach yourself. It starts with the Chiv teach to teach your children. But that's a Toshdeg. That's a Basik. The Rambam starts off Hilchas Talmud Taira. Well, Vishnat Mavanech, Vliman Temes Vanechem. Yeah. Therefore, he says Zok the Shav Yankiv. Therefore, marry her, but you can't teach. Unless you have mental telepathy, you can't teach your children how they hear. Right? So since the Ikka Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is teaching, that's how the mitzvah of Vekishtel in Torah. So Mela, that's why you don't make a bracha on here. Not because here is Lav Kedibur, we can't teach by here. So Mela says, okay, that's the answer. By Ksiva, you could teach Adek Ksiva. I could write it, make sure you can read it. I could pass over Torah Adek Ksiva. So Mela, that's the way Rav Eger deals with this question. So it's not the pshat that Ksiva is Kedibur. Yeah, the difference between Hirur and Ksiva, the guy Birchas Atayra, is not because Ksiva is Kedibur, like Chavis Yar wanted to say. That's the chiluk. He says no. The chiluk is Bazundra Svar and Talmud Atayra is a chiluk.
They have these machines, let's say, for like mute people, that like you could form words by pushing different buttons. Maybe like speak sentences.
Okay.
But the horror is no, it's not.
Not what?
It's basically here. It's less of.
You're just not conceiving, you mean?
Yeah, just pushing buttons. I mean, still.
So again, that'll be not committed. If you have, I don't know what you talked about exactly, but you have to not committed. That'll be not committed between the Chavis Yar and the Shev Yankiv. Now, according to Rekhager, the issue is Maisa. It's probably whether it's a Maisa or not. Yeah. So then, that could be a third chiluk between Ksivas Taira, where the Machabes says you make a bracha, and here we don't. Right. So again, the chayyus three pshat. You have a stira, three pshat. One pshat is that Ksivas Kedibur, and here is not Kedibur. That's the Chavis Yar. Second pshat is that Bezun the Svar and Talmud Taira has to be the able to transmit the Taira. And mainly, you can do it all the Ksiv, you can't do the Kedibur. Then we have a Vegas chilek that here is a Maisa, and here is not a Maisa. Because here, you don't make a bracha on here. It's because it's a chesaron de bracha. And by saying it says, by bit l'chamis, you don't make a bracha on here. So, why do you make a bracha on Ksiv and Teretz? Ksiv is a Maisa. So it's a svar in Hilchas Bracha, not a svar in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Yeah. What?
Just bothering me. That if you see that Eli Shek is Lashing or Maisa, in the Iker Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is Dibur. That's not a Maisa, it's just Dibur.
Okay, so.
So how could the Chilin be telling a Maisa or not Maisa?
What does it help Dibur? If Dibur is not a Maisa, then yeah. What does it help make a bracha on Dibur?
Obviously everyone agrees it's Dibur, so how could the Taz make
it? No, yeah, it's more simple. Yeah. The Maisa, everyone says you make a bracha on Dibur.
Yes.
Yeah?
That's not a
Maisa. So, Kibbutz of Simon is not a Maisa.
Say it, but
if it's not qualified as a Maisa, Mercedes says you only make a bracha on a Maisa. But Pialoch, it's not called a Maisa. For Benji, if it's not qualified as a Maisa, Lagabi other areas, so why lagabi bracha is it enough of a ma'isa? Why is the criteria of bracha less of a ma'isa than the criteria of lachem and ma'isa, for example?
So the problem is if it's
belay. Because belay. It's not because you need a ma'isa, but the problem is belay. Okay, so then. Fine. The way Avel says you need a ma'isa. So he's saying that the problem is belay. Why is that a problem?
You're not
going to
mean it.
Huh? Since it's only belay, no problem. Well, so what's the svar? It's not a svar of ma'isa. So it's not belay.
You didn't mean it. You didn't actually think it.
You didn't think it? What do you mean? Tumah, you did. If he didn't do it, then there's no bracha. The guy is mevav chametz for libay. Yeah? He's doing it b'delay. If he's not doing it, then not doing a guy. Who's but who are you doing it? If you didn't do it, there's nothing to talk about. Tumah, you did. So the shah, what's the svara? What's, if it's not a skill of ma'isa, not ma'isa, then what's the svara? Why not can belay that? It's an interesting question. It has to be. This bar is a little bit of a lucidity. Okay. Now, let's get a paragraph. So the Ikudin of the Machaber, the Gain argues. The Gain holds to make a bracha here. Why? What's his raya? What does he say? He says the bracha is on the mitzvah. Because the Gain doesn't understand that the Yisrael, the problem with her is why Mechaber says you don't make a bracha on her has to do with the Beis Yosef. Has to do with the Beis Yosef that in Tafam Bay, they don't make a bracha on the Shalom bracha, you don't make a bracha on her. In fact, the guy says, what do you mean? Yizich Mekayim, Mitz Talmud Taira, they hear. Ezekiel understands Mechaber saying you don't make a bracha because the Mitz Talmud Taira is B'dibur. He's saying, Melina Mekayim Mitzvah, Semela. The Mela is no bracha. Maybe like the Chavis Yar, the Chalak is whether Ksiba is Kadibur or not. Because you need Dibur, Mitz Talmud Torah, and maybe Ksiba is Kadibur, and here is Lav Kadibur. As the Gain said before, here is Lav Kadibur. So on the Machab, the Gain said right away, here is Lav Kadibur. In fact, the Gain said, here is Lav Kadibur. But Mitz Talmud Torah is not totally Dibur. Hare it says, Vegisa Bayayim Velayla. Kamashkasa, the Hegyoin Libi. So you see that Lashon of Higisa, of Hegyoin, is Lashon of Machshava. Even though some learned that no, Lashon Hege is Lashon of Dibur, the Shire like that in the Mefarshim is Lashon of Dibur, it's Lashon of Machshava. And Hegyoin Libi is Nafka when you say Hegyoin Libi. Yeah. Then if you say Libi, then it means Machshava. But if Hege itself, the word Hege, is Dibur. So Gisa but Kabini we'll see it soon. Agabanim, Samela, Dogan Koshkin Psakdin, the second din of the Machaber, with each Imam is talking, it's not Mashai, what's Kam Machaber, Taka Psakdin, you don't make a bracha, so we say it's there. Agabanim, so the guy argues with the Machaber, because he says, Talmud Torah, you can't even hear. Like, yeah, most of the guy, depends on the guy doing himself, most of his learning, but a lot of learning is definitely with Machshav. So that's the guy who disagrees. Again, we have other chalukim that this doesn't, you don't have to say Pshat Machab is because it's not a mitzvah. Could be just the reason you don't make a bracha. Now, Chayadam.
The whole Torah is here. Even if you teach a guy to read Hebrew, right, and he can read the entire Gemara, he reads the whole thing, you just know there was stuff with him.
We're not really talking about Tobatsu. That's the definition.
Like the definition of learning has to be that you're thinking about it, you're understanding it.
We'll see about that. So it's not Pasha. It's not Pasha.
He's teaching you how to read Aramaic. He reads like Gemara.
I said, we'll talk about it soon. Love the Chayadam. The Chayadam, even though I think Chayadam is Talmud of Gain, but Chayadam here attack Argus and Gain. Look, Chayadam. Mutalab the Tara comes Shivarch. The Hirlak and even Dami. Chemutan Machaber. And the Mishnah Shahadam, he brings down either going as Avigisme on Belayla, that's a mitzvah. Look, Chayadam, that, because the Birchas HaTaira, what's the mock of Birchas Taira? Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Gaidu Lokainu. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Toma Taira. Some say because the Torah Shemusav is all super shemus of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shem Hashem Ekra. Ha'bugay l'kein, I'll give a shmach, meaning to be a bracha. Yeah? says Kishem Hashem Ekra. Ekra is Dibur. He's calling out, and Hashem Hashem. Zap the Chai Adam. Therefore, the only Misakin the Harid. So again, it's not a Vard Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. It's a Vard in the Bracha. It's not a general Shaila and Bracha on here. It's a Bezunder Svara in the Bracha, in the Birchas HaTaira, because since the Birchas HaTaira learned that, Yishem Hashem Ekra, Havogel Lekeinu, Dafka, the Makar for Birchas HaTaira, is on Zandibur, which means even though the Mitzvah you have without that, but the Bracha, the Pasuk that we learn out from, is Dafka by Dibur. So maybe that's how he answers the Gain's Kasha. About the Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah, but the Bracha is by Yishem Hashem Ekra.
If I want to make a Bracha,
no, when I will no. When I
you're just
again, the
there's no need to say
bracha. That's what Mechaber says. That's Chayam is the answer to Mechaber. Again, Mechaber says on here you don't make a bracha. Mechaber says on here you don't make a bracha. The guy says, what do you mean? Chayam is Talmud Torah. Says the Chayadim, no. It says the Mokar bracha Shem Hashem Ekra. So then the whole Mokar is only on Torah, which is on the Dibur. The Mokka for Chiyah Bokka is Badibur. Terry Badibur. Rabban Kain Mitzvah. But then that was, there's no Bracha.
Well, I thought it was the same year, you're not doing this in
Talmud Torah. No, that's the guy. That's the guy who understood the Mechaber. And the Chayot would come and say, no, it's not pronounced Mechaber. It's a Svara in the Takana, or the Dinder Isa perhaps, of Brichas Torah. That was only a Dibur. And then he says, when the Gaon says, "I the geese by Yom Malai, let's mash me even here." Says Chayadam that there's no rhyme for that pasuk. Maybe why? He said, just like we say, "Yihu l'ratzain imrefi behegyan li bi lefanecha." The other pasuk the Gaon brought down. What does Chazal say? That if he can't be mighty to prepare, you l'ratzain imrefi. He asks Hashem that what you say should be l'ratzain. Behegin libi l'fanecha. So Chazal say, if you can't speak it out, you can't down pat whatever it is, then you ask Hashem that the behegin libi should also be l'fanecha. Yeah. So what's the pasuk telling me? That behegin libi is only b'di'evet. And Cain zok l'chayadam. Let's make these drashes over here. Zok l'chayadam. Me'el it says. What was the pasuk? What's the beginning of pasuk b'yom v'layla? Layamush mipicha, first it says. Yeah? Layamush mipicha. So first it's Layamush mipicha. The Gizim Ayam Alayla. Yeah? So maybe we'll make the same Josh of Chayada. Lechatchila, you have to have a Dibur. Yeah? B'di'eved, maybe go like I said, Shinantam, Wachdal mipicha. You see, it's the Indian of Pet. That's the Chinuch says. But, with the Eber, if you're Bashas Mechami, he says, then we can't, you can't talk, then Begisa. Another thing is another thing he told you. There it says, Hegin Libi, there he said, Leib, next to the Hegayan, then it means Machshava. But normally, Hegin by itself can mean Dibu. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, Baal Tanya, says, Kol Adam Tzarek Lizar Laitz Visvasav, Mashmiel Oznav, Kol Masha Laimid, David Mikra, Mishnah v'Talmud, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Elam came b'shas ilan, lahavin dav mitach davar. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, when you're learning, you have to learn b'peh. If you're reading a mar, you have to read b'peh. If you think about a svara, you don't have to sit there talking out to yourself. Then you can think. But v'chol mashlaim behir levad, v'ef shaloi lahaytzi b'svasav, v'einay maytzi, shocking, the Shulchan Aruch Rav. That he says it's ma'akev in the Eved.
Only for
Eved. Le'yomer sefer Torah zeh mipicha. Like the Chayadim said. Okay, the beginning of the pasuk, Le'yomer sefer Torah zeh mipicha. That's the way. Adrab, the same pasuk that Gain says. The mekayim I the hearer. The Baal Tanya Shteitzach means the same pasuk and says no. That Adrab, then you see, you need after picha.
What?
That's the pasuk Talmud Torah. L'mad ha'moisim esmanechem. L'mad ha'moisim shbivuchilai. Sorry, l'mad ha'moisim esmanechem. That's not mitzvah. He just saying no. It doesn't mean anything. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Fine. So we have a big machlekes over here, whether or not your yaitze Talmud Torah behira.
If you're coming up with a smart, why is that better?
Why is what better?
Why do you not have to say it if you're thinking Iyun?
Or even Iyun. We just have to speak it out.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe it's more conducive. Thinking is, when you're thinking and learning, you're thinking. You're talking, maybe it's stairs, I don't know.
It's more conducive something. To shake the loaf on pizza. That's not this kind of thing.
No, but since the nature of this type of learning is done this way, so then we say, maybe that's the end of the pasuk. Maybe he'll learn like Chayadam. There's the Picha and then the Vegisa. Depends what type of learning. Depends what type of learning. I'm just adding this now. Depends what type of learning. Some learning you could talk, some learning that's not the nature of that learning.
Why is it more conducive to when you're reading to speak it out as you're reading
it? I mean, saying reading, you could read. Yeah.
And you said you have to speak it out.
Same, you could, there's no difference reading it or talking. Nothing, you're reading. You're reading, you can read out loud, you can read not out loud.
It's more conducive to just speak, right?
When I say more conducive, I'm saying because we're thinking, not that it's the other way. There's no difference. You can read it in the same way. It's not more conducive. It's not better for you to think it than to read it. It's not beside the nature of what you're doing. It's better this way or the other way. It's not maybe you like it better. You're used to it. Kasha.
Okay. If you're in shir, you need
shemek
for that.
He said about other mitzvahs. He said about shemek about other mitzvahs. Chem chom mitzvah toys b'divo. He says sheni yaitzer behen yidech vasim yeres. He's learning down the Torah is a mitzvah b'divo. Well, you need b'divo or shemek aina.
Why is he saying if the nature of learning in a shir is...
He's not talking about a shir. He's talking about chol mitzvah sabtoyis b'dibur. K'moy. He didn't say, he's not discussing here. We could discuss it if you want. It's not necessarily. He doesn't say that. He's talking about mitzvah shebedibur. Mitzvah shebedibur, you need dibur or shemei akayna. Now, you want to know... Now, exit Baal Tanya, enter Nate. You want to know what's halacha? Is the Shemek Aina by Tyra Lefi the. What's your question?
Why does it need.
You want to know by Tyra, you have to come out the Shemek Aina. That's your question. Tell it. I don't think he's addressing that.
Why does Tyra spell this? This is to the Deeper.
Same Chol Mitzvahs. He's saying you need a Deeper by all Mitzvahs. And he's saying the Talmud Torah is like all mitzvahs. I don't get Shemaya picked up.
Why does it say only if you're able to and you don't?
What?
It says only if you're able to.
No.
And then you don't. And you're
not yet. No.
I mean, is that.
Why Shemaya do you have it? Even if you're not able, you should be Yaitza. What are you asking? What? What?
Sounds like you've been Yaitza.
Why? Because you're an Einus. If that's the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah. You're asking that if the mitzvah is b'dibur, then if you can't do it, you're Einus. Say you're Einus. Einus is more patri. But my sin, I'm carrying the mitzvah. Einus is l'alak mandavim. Why do we say that b'dievet you could? Tell me, according to Chayodom, we do have such a sfar. I don't know if he's... Right. Then the way he learned that it's two things. He wasn't in the retreat. Same thing by Begisa. Le'omosh. The picha v'gisa is also b'di'evit, but I don't know. Maybe the Shnorcha doesn't say that. Maybe he'd be wearing that also. Right? It's definitely hard. So chodesh l'kashita. We're all in big trouble if he doesn't say Shnorcha. Anyway. So next thing I want to talk about is the Indian of. When Ari brought up, we have to understand what you're learning now. And it's got a little bit shocking to me the amount of sources that whether you have to understand what you're learning. A yaitza just read like a parrot, a yaitza mitzvah Talmud Torah. Is it different Torah just out there? No pet, all in it. It's a little shocking to me the amount of people that seem to say that Yeretz without understanding. Even Teresh Bapeh, maybe. Top lesson. In Shacharach it says that there is it's brought down. Kavul Ishnah is Acha Parshas Talmud. Parak Ezim Kain, Rabbi Ezim Bishma. Yeah. Believe it or not, it's not just Masudah just to take the space, it's Masudah to be said. Kadei Shiiska Kaladam Lulmai Zuchal Yayim. What's the reason for it? Kadei Shiiska Kaladam Lulmai Zuchal Yayim Mikri Mishnah Gemar. Okay, so this is learning all the anyways, we don't need it, fine. Rabbi Ezim Bishma, Habe Mokim Gemara, Shem Medrash Gemara. That's what says the Shulchan Aruch. Look the Mokim Abram. The Dafka was my name. Shem Mevinim, Moshe Tarim. Al Aksha, Shem Mevinim, Ein Mevinim. Tzrichim, Mul Moi Love. So someone that's going to, again, the guy that wants to be Yaitza. Yeah, Namaris, that wants to be Yaitza. His learning of Mikra Mishnah Gemara by saying Parashat Talmud, saying Mishnayis, he's mekayim with the Baraisa of Yishmael. If he doesn't understand what he's saying, he's not Yaitza. Ain't Nefesh Kalimud. So he's got to make sure, if this is like his Limud, this is the way he's mekayim that din, then he better make sure that he gets an art scroll and figures it out. He says, even by Tfilah, Mutav Lesbal B'lashim Shemeivin, like it says, Simon Kenneth Kaval, Chamakim, he says, Afshuayne Mabin, Kosh Baruchu, Yidei Kabarasim Mabin, by Tfilah. That's by Tfilah. By Tfilah, you can say, even if he doesn't understand, Hashem understands, and it's okay. But, by Mishnah, he says, if he doesn't understand what he's saying, he's not learning. Ain't a Nikolim of B'chal. If you don't understand what you're reading, then it's not learning. Okay, it's Shichlin. Lul Moed HaPirush. So the Prima Gadim says, fine, this is a... Now, that's the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham happens to be talking about Torah Shabbat Peh, but he's not Machal because Torah Shabbat Sam and Torah Shabbat Peh. If you just saw the Magen Avraham, he wouldn't necessarily be Machal. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, again, it's not clear if he's coming off this Magen Avraham or not. And what he's saying even Medasa Magen Avraham, or he's just saying on his own. Well, generally speaking, the Shulchan Aruch Rav does work very much with the Magen Avraham. So there is maybe a mashmaiz that he's not coming here to argue the Magen Avraham, although he doesn't quote it. But he said like this, Shulchan Aruch Rav, before, same place, in Talmud Torah, he says, Ach, and Ma'itza B'Svasa, Af Alpi, She'ein Emeivin, Afil Pirush Amilois, Mifnei Shu Am Aretz, Harei Zimakai Mitzvah Ma'adetem. Lufika, Ko Am Aretz, Mavark Mishpair, B'Shach Lufnei Pesukim. He says, by, B'chein Shol Sev Terim, you don't understand Pesukim, you don't understand what they mean, Mekai Mitzvah. That's not what Tereshu Masah. Tereshu Balpeh, Ein a Maven, HaPirush, Ein a Nefshin Limon Klal. So he's Mechal, Tereshu Masah, Tereshu Balpeh. Tereshu Masah, you don't understand, you can't understand the Torah. Tereshu Balpeh, you don't understand. He still says, Af became, says, Yesh Lo Adam, Lasi B'chol HaTorah, Gam Medvarim Shliach Lo Avin, Mulasin Lo Avin, Yisga Lo Avin, Mulasin Kol HaTorah, Shasin Bai Bala Mazeh. Well, you see them carry tzedaita. He says, no, the psalmi there is. He's not as I'm carrying Talmud Torah, but if the tachana, the next reloyal, the alma, the what you call it, alma ba, alma mes. There, you're gonna understand. Was it love? Whatever it is, when it is, there, you'll understand it, even though you don't understand it today. The mitzvah Talmud Torah, not Makai.
So
now it's Mitzvah Torah.
Right now it's
Mitzvah Torah. Last level.
Why should that be called
Talmud Torah? No, exactly. Too much guy doesn't understand. What I'm saying, even though they don't understand. Not that there is part that they do understand, it's still even though. I hear a bit hard. Yeah.
What?
The Eishel Avram, the Bichacher.
Why is that called Lima?
What is it?
You just babble words.
When?
What you're talking
about. So is it not? But even Batash Musab, you mean?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Tara is Tara.
It's not Kriya Satara, it's Lima Satara.
Learning means to know what you're saying.
That's your say.
If you open up a chemistry textbook and start reading all these abbreviations about different things, no one's going to say you're learning
chemistry. Okay, but the words themselves have kedusha. Tara is different. Tara is not a chemistry book. Therefore,
what about PM shelter?
What?
The kids that are learning have a PM shelter.
Who?
Shabbos
Rabbah? Rabbah? No, what about it? Those people don't understand. You know Shabbos
Rabbah? I thought that's why it's called
Hevel Pim. No, because it's Hevel Sheyesh, Hevel Sheyesh, Hevel Sheyesh, Hevel Sheyesh, because they're pure. But if,
these kids know
a lot more than some. Okay. Look, the Chacher in Simmem Zion, he says, even though some hold the person of terrorism attire, he says that the shayla is a big shayla. Like saying bechsar before slichas, so in slichas might you have pesukim. So the last day bechsar is a big shayla. Whether you're not bechuyif to say, can you say slichas before bechsar? You know, especially you come late, you're running in, and you know, can you say bechsar? You have to say bechsar. So he says, zok there, nogul hakol, kima chen derech limud, rak derech bakash, amir be'alma. There's a concept that he's saying that Pesukim Derech Bakash is not Derech Limud. He says, oh, the Sarach Leimah, the Pshita Lahu, this minute, yeah, I'm saying about that in the Shema. The Pshita Lahu, then Sarach Brach Kim Derech Limud Dafkul Kulam. Yeah? So in other words, the Eshel Avram is making a cheshbon over here. Tell me, you allowed to say slichas before Berachas Torah? Then, right? Why? Because it's derech bakasha. So that means it must be that when you learn that you don't have to make a Berachas Torah on. We're not learning. He says in Cain. And Cain, those that don't understand what they're reading, yeah. So it's always like Derech Bakasha, right? If we don't understand what you, in other words, if you tell me Derech Bakasha makes it not Torah, so we don't understand what you mean. It's also not Torah. Why is Derech Bakasha different? That's his chesed. He says, "Vamaroy lehem." He says, "Loy Berachas Torah Chal." Hagam, he says, "Shamir is Tilim Choshev Kalimus." He's saying, those that say, right, those that they say Tillim, they don't know what he's saying. He says, even though the Tillim, he says, which is Derech Agav, on the side, he says that's Kosha Kalima Nagoyim Ba'olos. Tillim is like Nagoyim Ba'olos. Where is he coming from? Because the Medrash Tillim says that David Melech asked Kosh Baruch Hu that the Amiris Tillim should be like Nagoyim Ba'olos. The Maisa doesn't say in the Medrash that Kosh Baruch Hu said yes, right? And then Rav Chaim the Maisa is mislipping about it. The famous Rav Chaim Shadalin, where he talks about what's Torah Lishma. So he says some say Torah Lishma means Vedvekas, yeah. He said that the whole Rav Chaim Shadalin is coming Baruch Levukei that. And he says, Torah Shema means Vesek of Torah. He's also made as an Indian of Torah, of Dvekas, etc. The whole Nevesh Shadal is all about Torah being Dvekas. But that's not what Torah Shema means. Okay? He says, it means right. If Torah is just a Dvekas, yeah, the Dov Melech asked Kosh Baruch Hu that Tillim should be like the God of Olives. Right? Now, Elucha Dveikus Bashem more than Tillim, right? So David was asking that Tillim shouldn't be just Tillim. Tillim should be the God of Olives, right? So if the whole the Shema of Tyre is the Dveikus, not if you have been Tillim by itself, when you're in the God of Olives, Elamai, you see that Haresh Esek Hilchas Hashas Be'in Be'Giyah Hu In Yosin Ale Ba'ov Nekash Baruch Hu Amir Is Tillim. Even though Ein Lechot Vegas Gold Mezeh from Amir Is Tillim Vat. Someone saying Tillim with understanding and Vegas. You know that's Mamish Gvalik the Tillim. Then he said, then he writes V'gam mi yodei miskadosh baruch hu ayade bezeh ki loy metzinim devrayim matshuve heshkadosh baruch hu. B'maisa, I did find that the Shalach Kaddish also says like the Eshel Avram, Kish Baruch Hu was maskim. He's talking about over there. He says the minig is on Yom Kippur. The minig say hold this whole sefer tilim. People the minig say the old minig say the whole sefer tilim on Yom Kippur. So he says on the Shalach Kaddish, Kein lecha davar gadol yeis v'sefer tilim shekol min akol mar b'mishvach Hashem is Baruch Hu tilim full of shvach. Rabbi Mizmairim Haim Shalos Ariz Chuva. I can give a lot of capital tillim on Ariz to do Chuva. Rabbi Mizmairim Haim Shalakosh Mechil Slicha. There's Chuva, there's Makaslicha, there's Kapara, there's Shrach. Yeah? Tillim is Gvaldik. So Mela, Eloch Gadav Gadav Mizet. Mela is saying, all tillim, I'm Kippis Gvaldik is out. He says, "Who can mispalo? Who gam kenk ois b'tayr?" So by Tillim, you're also davening, you're also being mishpeh Hashem, and you're also learning. He says, "Why? Because our biggest daven and melech olvashalom shumakablin schar karem Tillim ois b'tayr can a guy malus." And obviously, the Shalach Kaddish assumes that daven melech asked that, and the answer was yes. But the Chaim Lajin is not sure about that.
Or it's not like we should go.
Where's the Nafkinil and Maisa over here?
The Dara
Isla Chomer. Where's the Nafkinil and Maisa? In this Shaila. What? Whether he was answered or not?
If you don't understand.
No, but even if it's called. It's not going to make enough for him to go. He just threw that in. It wasn't the game to. What?
You have a choice what to learn.
What? You should say Tillim all day. Yeah. According to Shalach Kaddish, you should not be learning. You should always
say basically.
Yeah, but Shalach Kaddish doesn't say that.
Chabad does also.
Shalach Kaddish doesn't say that. Kippur is a minute to finish all day Tillim. Yeah? Shalach Kaddish doesn't say you should all day say Tillim. His cheshbin, you have tefillah, you have shah, and you have learning. My story is they deemed the Shalach Kaddish, they was had done, not was answered, but still the Gaon of Olos is not Tillim. You're the guy that should know it the most, and the Gaon of Olos is not Tillim.
Do they have a Tillim Zagre? Do they have a good idea that people should say Tillim all day?
No. Okay, that's the Damratzim. Yeah? They couldn't do anything else. They said Tillim all day. It wasn't like it was a profession by choice.
Hey, could be
it is like, what?
It is like actually on
the number. No, because obviously.
The Shara Chaim said that. It's relying on it to know, right? You're not getting any ideas from that. You're just not meaning it.
Again, we're going. If it's the Gaon Baal, what do you know? It's the Gaon Baal, it's not as tired.
It's either Gaon Baal, but obviously, actual Gaon Baal is better. But if
that's what Chaim Lajon's point did. Chaim Lajon's point was that even he, you see that. What's it? But if he was asked, he wanted it should give you like the Gaon Baal, right?
He's
saying you see that the Gaon Baal is better, but still, and that's what the Dov Melch is saying. It should have the same diet as Gaon Baal.
You're gonna actually learn something about us. Why would that be better than having a kilu of Dov Melch?
Who said if it's kilu, then it's just as good? No, by side. Now, the Gabi Noshim, an interesting minyan with the Gei that is in as well. The Gabi is a big shahal in Paiskim. Gabi Noshim. The Noshim make a bracha. Jinsur's the Gabi, the Machaber says, the Noshim make a bracha. The Steira. I Noshim a potter. That's the big problem. Woman of Pasuk Talmud. How can I make a bracha? What? Hi, the Maisa. We make bracha. The woman make brachas on lulav and shayfer. Also, Teretz is that's only white people. Svarim don't make a bracha. Right? Machaber, you don't make a bracha. Svarim girls don't make brachas on Mitzvah Seishem Adra. The question is, the Gaon Grata says, the reason why I make a bracha, the Gaon says, like, Shabbat Seishem Adra, we make a bracha. Which is a Pella, he's going to Machaber, and Machaber is not like that. So that's why, that's a big shayla, what's the pshat, the Nosh Machaim, but
what's
that?
I thought every night.
What?
Why is it his mind?
No. I didn't say Torah is Mangram.
I never said that. Why is the same reason as aspire?
Because the problem is the Noshma Potter.
It's anything that
the
Potter, or it's only
yes. The problem is, listen, the problem is the Mitzivanu. Like Mo just said, the problem is Zivanu. So Mael is the same problem Zivanu, whether it's because it's Zman Gramo. It's a different meaning. Why? Matam es Benechem, it's a sugya in Kedushin of Avtes, etc.
Don't women make a
bracha
if they accepted it?
They get schar, and it's a vayser, but they question the bracha. Not about tzchar, not about the brach. The brach mitzvah. That's the whole shayla.
But don't we say that like all klayos will accept this, like all women accept this to make a brach? Is that a thing or not? That makes
sure.
There is some other problem like that. Say, but it's not. It doesn't help us. But the mechaber again.
Nowadays,
mechaber says women don't make brachas and mitzvahs. They're the potter. So why is mechaber himself say they make a bracha on Torah? The guy over there says, because it's like Shai Mitzvahs, Shapella, but then you might see the guy, you do find that the guy will explain halacha, but not necessarily kifi what really is. He'll explain halacha when he wants to explain it, not necessarily kifi the makaris. That's that's the guy. But that's not really the ikar what we're trying to get to over here. The Maril says, he's not in the Shaila. The Shaila wanted to say that Talmud Torah is worse than Shai for Luluf. Why? Because Rama says, Lama Vitae Taira, Ki'ilum Lama Tiflus, Mar Saita. Says the Maril, you're not supposed to learn teach him Taira. Says Maril, that's not Pateshu Rampe, not Pateshu Maksav. Tiflus is, like, you can lead to Znus and something like that, Mesur, whatever, I can't say.
Why
is that so on the bracha? Wait, 1 second. Tell me here. Zot Maril, wait a second. Zot Maril, calls the smack. Yesh lem lumoid. Sheyesh lam lumoid mitzvahs hanoyig is bam. Sheyesh l'schar tuba. Yeah. Furthermore, what?
Doesn't matter.
Yesh. Okay. He just throws it in. But ma'aseh them mechuyev. They mechuyev to know. Now, also he says, listen to this one, that ma'aseh them masakin to say karbanis. By Daber, Parashat Talmud, Kalaisik Parashat Oil Kil Hikrit, Fez Ak Maril, Otu Noshin, Mila Machayev Talmud, the Karbanis, Kimoya Noshin. The assumption is how good a Noshin Machayev. Mela says not only that, even Noshin Machayev. But upon him, we see from the world that a Noshin Machayev. Mela, as according to him, women have to say Karbanis. Chayavis Machvila. Connected to me then Tiknum. Him came Machayev Namely beside the Yonah Kabbanis. The Chayesh Kapella, because this is the Chazal saying Noshim Machayev, Mora says, because Rachmi. Right? Otto Noshi, they don't need Rachmi. Rachmim. So Chayev, the Tzad of Rachmi is not connected to Kabbanis. The Tzad of Noshim Machayev, Pash is because Rachmi, not connected to Kabbanis. Akon Ril says, the Noshim Machayev say Kabbanis. The Mela, they have to say, Mechel Chayev, Al Kabbanis. Look, Maril. Maybe he said. Maybe he said it, the mission based on Kaimim. He says, Tiflus. He says, I Tiflus. He says, no problem with Tiflus. Tiflus only to understand it. Yeah.
What's the
word? Being Tiflus, that should retire. That makes them. That wise them up, male they could use their smarts to do this, etc. But he says, if they don't understand what I'm talking about, it's not going to help. So male says, it's kilu, hekrivu carbon, maril. Yeah? Mishum akimus azayim. All our old men are all going to come out from the maril. Yeah? the ligris inish afagad lo yada my kamat. He says the meila, the kilu hikriv. Yeah, upshita the ish chayel avarach afagad v'emay v'kriyos v'gir zasoi. The ligris inish afagad lo yada. So you see that he's saying now mashmim tarish ba'pet, now tarish ba'tzav. That forget the whole head. It's not a problem of tiflus. It's because they don't understand the meaning anyway. But still, I'm kind of talmudaira and that make a bracha for that. Yeah, it's maril. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. So, Maisa. So we went. Went up to Maril. Now in the Kanakam, we're in Bachya. Also, something like that. He says, Techa Dvar. He says, the Kriyas Ataira, Mitzvah Gedaili. Afa pishlo yav mashakaira kipam shiyukra adam parasha achas matayr lo yizbayin ba'at ba'atzmai shakara klal b'terech shu mechash adam mechayim. Some of the guy could be reading, his mind is somewhere else, he's b'chal, like, not even thinking about what he's reading. It could happen. L'chein kiris ha'ira, he says, if you understand what you're talking about, mitzvah gedoyel is chag gadol yesh lo yibazeh. And that chazal tov kol, but otherwise it's the same gemara that the Maril quoted. Lo'ilam ligris inish, avgad lo'yam ha'gama, shenema, gar senaf shilatav. Kriya zu kara chazal mitzvah kriya. Happy shei mei bim kamashu al kairi. But if he understands it, that's called mitzvah kabbalah. Shasand is a istruchad of Lag Weimer. The Chida says that the limud of the Zayar Kaddish is meraimim al kol limud. B'shagam lo yada ma kama. You don't understand what you're reading? Says the Chida. What's it? Huh? It's higher. He says, Vav sheyitte b'kriyasai. You might not even read the words properly. Yeah, not a kudis. He says, no, who didn't go to the Shmas and the Shama? If he should go to the Torah, Shmas and the Baruch, he has Mamish Alam Shechajman over here. He says, Kol Der Kula is Shmas and the Baruch. Which is interesting, he's saying even Teresh Ba'peh, it's Chiddush. The band talks about Nakdama, and the Teresh is Shemes Chesh Baruch. Chomokim, he says, Nizlapsha Bekama Sipurim, Va'od Makairo Meivin Asipurim, maybe it's not what Teresh was happening. So he says, Haray, it's all Tzuf Hashem is Kesh Baruch, all Teresh, yeah? The Maisa, the way it came down to this world, is in the form of stories, yeah? Half Teresh stories. So male, a person, Maybe Nasipurim, his mind is on the story, the storyline. And Mela, Kilat Shter is the Shmoyz Gosh Baruch Hu, that lie in them. He said, Mashiach, if you care by Zara Kaddish, that Menasay is asking Begoli. But by Zara Kaddish, you know they don't understand what you're reading. So Mela, you don't get lost in Kilu by being Mechav for something else, it's Mafkir. It's a Chidah.
The more you know, the less it does,
because
you're interrupting with the.
I guess if you're thinking something else and you don't know the other meaning, that's worse. If all you're doing is saying the word and let the words do what they're supposed to do, you know, you're not messing with it. They'll do what it has to do. You think you're telling a story about this one, that one.
That's what he does.
You're focusing on the shame.
You know, my best fired him. It's a big thing. They just read Zohar.
They tell him, yeah, they do. Is it better? It's probably better.
I'm not deciding what's better, what's worse. The Sfarim read, the Sfarim, the Maya's reads are like, no. That's clock. Yeah, that's Chidah. You know, I'm not saying the Grand Hell like this. I don't know. I'm just saying that there is such a Musig in by Zaire. Now, Midach Yisa, we do find, for Karet, the Ikka stress, the learning, Dafka Ba'avan. Gemara says, for example, one of Brachas, Amar Rava, Igur the Shmaitza Svar. Igur the Shmaitza, the Schar for learning Svar. So Rashi, Shu Yageya, Vitareach, Umechashiv, Lahav, and Tamish Adover. The Igur Schar of learning, says Rashi, says Gemara, is Svar as Rashi because you're Yageya, you're Tareach, and you try to understand. There's another Rashi, Pun Rashi and Shabbos, the Gemara says, My Sib, Shimu can negidim adaber, Lamanim Shukhara can nogit, Lemucha, my nogit zed. Yeshla Lamus Lahakin, Yeshla Lamus Lahakis. I number my meaning book. Some of the chayim. Tara, for those that are mining ba, the lashon yamin. Some of the chayim. The mas meilim ba. Some of the mois the mafsa. Tara, how strong can be the opposite of some chayim. Zagrashi, what's my meaning ba? Zagrashi, asukim b'chol koicham utrudim ladas soida ka'odam amishdamish b'yad yamin sheyikar. Zagrashi, my meaning ba? Tara, some of the chayim. Is if you always b'chol kaicham utrudim adas soidim. Zrash, you have to be tarud. You have to be tarud. It has to bother you. If you miss your own pshat, then it bothers you. Then teres hamachayim. The shalos shuls of the Shemayim. He was one of the Bali Taisers that used to ask questions in shalos chalayim. Put the question on his pillow, whatever. And you get answers.
What?
Questions to God. And you got answers. It's very fascinating, Sefer, because very often, you know, they answer them very cryptically and very poetically with psukim, and he didn't always get it right. What he didn't always know what were they answering him, and sometimes he asked it again, etc. I tarla b'shemayimi, that's a very different shir. I in the Hakdama of Reuven Margolius and the cook, Shalosh Mishmaim, he does a very nice job on the whole Sugya of Tanah Mishmaim. That's not for now. So he asked that our people, this is actually the Gerit the Ksiva Kedibur, writing Torah. He says, oh no, he's not Gabi Kedibur, but Gabi writing Torah on Chol HaMoed. Are you allowed to write Torah on Chol HaMoed? We have a Chiddush on Chol HaMoed. Are you allowed to write Istarai on Chol HaMoed? The people, he says, they don't want to forget. So they write on Chol HaMoed because Dov Ravid. They're going to forget. What? This was the minute. People did that. And he asked the God, he asked Shalosh HaMishmaim, he asked, is this proper on Hog or not? So he answered him, Oyev Hashem, Shari Tzion, Nikol Mishkan is Yaakov. Oy, this Moran Brachis, Avches, Oy Hashem Sha'orim Hamatzion Ba'aloch. Adkan Divrei Tshuva. He said he didn't understand the Tshuva. Says the next night, he asked it again. He said, either give me a different answer or explain to me what you mean with this answer. So they answered him the second night, that same way. And he said, Oy Hashem Ba'aloch, says, Kishemachachim, Chidush Ba'aloch, Mamin Ma'is Al Birur. So that's more precious to Kodesh Baruch Hu than Kol Mishkas Yankov from all the other Sha'arim where people are doing mitzvahs, other mitzvahs. So Meili says, the answer, Kol Mishkas Mechashiv Machshavos. The Dvarim and the Machshavos of Torah, of Halacha, is like precious is like pearls and precious diamonds. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So Meili says, if you lose money, yeah. In Alvei Kesef Echad, I show the Kesef. The Torah is Matthew to write to do Malachah Chol Moed. Kol Shkein Yesh Lachas Alvei Magolias Eikaris. Who's Magolias Eikaris? That you're going to lose. And Meili Vada, you're allowed to do that in Chol Moed. In Shulchan Aruch it's kapaskin lezei. In Shama Dov Chiddush, mut lechasim kadesh layishkach. Chayin im Ros esayif mechudish, etc. Dov Gataz. But there it says, because you might forget it. Shlayishkach. Like this svara. Taz is not the svara. And furthermore, he says, because after Yom Tov, you have to be mechadish more things. So if you're gonna have to try to remember what you mechadish on Chol HaMoed, then you're gonna lose time for mechadish more things. But that's the line is that problem, because you're gonna lose the new stuff.
But that's,
again,
that's in the future, though.
What?
That still counts.
That's the past. Now, there's another Taz. Joseph gave the Indian of Havana and Amelis Vatira. The Taz, famous Taz, it's in Mamzayan, the Taz says, the Mechaba says, Sarach Lizarba Moid, Birkhus Vatira. So, the Mechaba means after Ram, the famous Rene Yaina, the Darim, Alma of the Aretz, Ashley Birkhu Vatira. Dr. Taz has bigger riches over there explaining the Gemara. But Bekitzer, he says like this. He asked everyone what Amal of the Aret. They asked the Chum, the Nevi'im, Malchai Sharis, no one knew until he came to Kesh Baruch Hu. He said, Al Azim Sarasi, Shasaka Panecha, Vesham Bekaili, Vehol Chuba. That's what the Pasuk says. Al Azim Sarasi, why the Churban? Because they left the Torah. He says, so what does it mean? The Gemara dashes. Shlacham Makali, what's the Shlacham Makali? Leholchba. Elmai means they did learn, but the Leberuch of Tarat Chilim. Zakataz, Shlacholchba, what does it mean, Leholchba? What's the significance of Leholchba to mean Leberuch of Tarat? He says, the Torah is only Miskayim, and Mishmei Misatzmei Lev. The Hainu Shal Eisik Bil Pilpul U'Masa Matan Shal Torah. You have to Nahan L'Rai Netuzach of Torah. That's the Amelos, and that's the Holchuba. That's like he says, Weisit Taleichu, our Pasuk, should be Amelam B'Torah. He says, Mashenki, those that learn Torah from Teich Einig, and that they're chilled, and they're relaxed, and that they're not pushing themselves. They're not pushing themselves. Yeah. Then the Torah is not miskayim. That's the Lehol Chuba. So Shleoskul B'Torah, the Leoskul B'Torah, Derech Masaman Shel Pilpul Hamesiachis Lalicha, says the Taz. That Shleboruch B'Torah Tchila, says the Taz. Shleboruch B'Torah Tchila. What does that mean? Which bracha lasted the B'Torah? They didn't make an Esek out of the Torah. They didn't make a Tutsuk out of the Torah. They learned Torah. They learned easy, but it wasn't Ba'imik, it wasn't Ba'melas, it wasn't Ba'tircha, and Mela. Mela, they didn't make the Bracha, Ba'asim the Torah. That's not the way they learned. They weren't learning Torah. B'Torah's Esek B'Divit Torah. Mela, they didn't make the Bracha. And because of that, it was Al-Da'av Da'aretz. The Maisa, we see, Emerson and the Rashis themselves, the Amelus of Torah could bring or the dogs could bring a person to, because actually before that the Nireim is mashma that Amelus of Torah is not just Tesefes. Amelus of Torah is part of the mitzvah itself. Because he says, in the midst of Talmud Torah, the Rebbe says, Tziva Kesh Baruch Hu Shilmu Yisrael Satayra V'yam Luba. Tziva Kesh Baruch Hu Lumba V'lai Yam Luba. Tziv V'mad Dem Pirsha Talmud L'yilmud Adam B'lai Svara V'yikr V'lai Yedem Ayyimer El Shetzarek L'sham Shemicham V'lumud Svara Asam. Says the Rebbe, part of the Ikka Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to understand. And not to understand, you're missing that's a mitzvah. It's not just Samaila. See, no, don't try before the earth is not without. But here, the Rambam says that's the mitzvah itself.
So just reading Gemara Rashi, please.
You understand what you're saying, but the Shabbat Samaila is what level?
Meaning what?
What is no Samaila? You mean?
It's not Samaila, but it's just
by all such a good idea. Gemara Rashi, all such a good idea. Gemara Rashi.
This is Gemara. Just going through tomorrow the step, you know, you just learn it.
You just read the words.
Nothing,
not
like
what
the
actual
memorizing, basically.
No. It's obviously, it's different arguments, Now, Lamaisa, the Pelag Gazach and Rashi in Kundish, you see, Takle Miles, or what Amelz the Torah could bring you. You read the Shmuk of Rashi, it's unbelievable. Rashi says, Chorais Techlai Telechu, Yachol Ki Mitzvah Mamer, Shumel Matar. The Hampshire that says, Vesalachni Besaychachem, Vesalachni Besaych Rashi. Atayli machem began Aiden, Keechon Mikem, Mabal Ryan, Vishalachti Besaychachem, says Rashi, meaning, there's a hemshuk of Shetul Meil Matara. What happens after that? Vishalachti Besaychachem, says Rashi, Atayli machem began Aiden, Keechon Mikem, Vaitiyu Mizdazim Imeni, you're not going to be shook up from me. You'll be walking with Kosh Baruch Hu, walking around with Baruch, and you're not going to be like, you know, shaking your pants. Why? Because of the madrega that they got because of Shetul Meil Matara. Yochel, yeah, Yochel like Tiru Meni. You might think you're not going to have like, you know, not any aim b'chalas mamish. You know, you have around Kosh Baruch, you know, you're joking around. No, now we say it says Yisi Lachem Lelkim. So if you're safe, your Baruch is a Baruch, and you're you. But still, you're going to walk. You're not going to be shaking. You still be there'll be still mamish. There'll still be a yira. But at the kach, the madrega of a person that's on b'taira has a madrega that keechad mekem. And you're not going to be Zazaya, and it's obviously Yachal like Tiram Menon. How would I think that the Madrega of someone's on the tire is so high that Akin Ekach is not even Tiram? No, you have Pasik, that Anishan Lakakam. But on them, the Darga the person could reach, the Dafka de Amel, the Shetu Amel Matira, then we get the Vislach, the Vislach.